setting. This is the professional level, the best of the best. You know, you just can't be doing that. So definitely gotta stay more available for the team, for the organization, for our guys. Well, how much risk do we take when we get up in the morning to go drive to work? Get into a car crash, maybe. I don't know. Everything, I think, takes risk. So to answer that question, every time we all suit up, we're all taking a risk that we could potentially get hurt, whether it's a concussion, a broken bone, anything. You get up off of the bed the wrong way, you potentially could risk you spraining your ankle. There's just risk in any and everything. And I'm willing to play the odds. That's it.
That's pretty clear. If you're looking to blame anybody, it's pretty clear. Don't blame the league. Don't blame the team. Don't blame anybody on TV or radio. It's Tua's decision. He's returning to practice Wednesday. He's going to play Sunday. I don't know the final number of neurologists he's seen, and if he's going to see a couple more this week. He's playing. He made it clear. The mic, he drops the mic. Bam, that's it. Nothing else to say. I'm not going to say it 14 different ways as you keep asking me questions that pertain to this concussion. So I expect Tua back against Arizona. I guess everybody would agree with that now. And we'll see what happens. 11 games left. You're 2-4. And by the way, if you're really looking at, you're still in on this thing, the next five, Cardinals at home. They're 3-4. They got a win last night against Chargers. At Buffalo next week is not, well, it doesn't matter where you play Buffalo. It has not been good to us. And Buffalo's 5-2. The Rams, 2-4. Raiders, 2-5. Patriots, 1-6. So, and by the way, Raiders and Patriots at home. I mean, that's just, you've seen them. And they've seen us, matter of fact. You got to win 4 of 5 is what I'm saying before we get that final six, which is what everybody talked about. There's some good teams on there, that final six. San Francisco, although they are a beat-up team, they're beating up team right now, which you never know what everybody's going to look like with their key players at that point. But Houston's in there. The Jets are in there twice. Texans are in there. But it's and Cleveland, who looks like they're going to be moving some more players here real soon after everything that's gone on there and not getting off to a great start. So that's where you are. The good news is you're running the ball really well the last two games. It hasn't meant much in points, but everybody talks about wanting to be able to run the ball, and you've run for 180 and 190 the last 2 weeks. And by the way, you've had some runs called back. How long was that Mostert run on the holding call? 30? It was a pretty long run down the sideline. I mean, you're over 200 yards. And that's got to get cleaned up. Turnovers, can't turn the ball. We're not good enough to turn. Right now's football, offensive football team, it used to be you can't turn over 3 or 4. With this team, they can't turn it over twice. Especially what happens is the Colts couldn't go the length of the field and beat you. But you give them a short field, and they scored pretty easily. So you've got to clean some things up. I know Coach keeps talking about it, but, I mean, something's got to happen. People ask me, it's a really interesting question. Woody, I don't have an answer. I know Bo does, and nobody's going to like it because he'll go old school, like cut somebody and that's or make somebody sit and make them inactive for a week to make your point. And I don't know. I don't know. What do you do with somebody who keeps making the same mistakes? Like Julian Hill's matter of fact, people are getting mad at me. Julian Hill's going to be a really good player. He is. People are going, well, he's not catching the ball that well. He's got a penalty every frigging game outside of maybe the tackle for Kansas City. It seems like he's got the most penalties in the league. I mean, he's got way too many, but he is a physical tight end. It's really helped. Like when there's something good in a running game, he's usually out in front of it. So I get it, man. I know they like him, but I don't know what you do. I mean, it's frustrating. It really is. The numbers are just so off of last year, and you know, Tua getting hurt, then the second guy gets hurt, then the third guy gets hurt. You're down to the fourth guy who, on the last play of the game, throws it to like the 12-yard line, and on fourth down, throws it out of bounds.
Well, I hate to simplify it, and I know I've told you I think there's a lot of stuff wrong with this roster.
Well, you could be right about that, and I left that out.
But
there could be a lot wrong.
I think they have a lot of problems. But anyway, I think the main thing that, like, if they can't get Tua, Tyreek, and Jalen back on the same page, then nothing's going to happen anyway. Right? I mean, that to me is the bottom line. Like, if you can't improve that dramatically.
So the reason I have hope.
Why do you have hope, Joe?
Very
you
little.
Always have hope. You're a hope
salesman. No, I don't. Very, just a little bit. 2-4 is not good.
Okay.
The offensive line, actually, has been pretty good. Pretty darn good. Same five guys playing. By the way, it's nice. Quietly, it's been happening. Teron Armstead is staying healthy, and he's really good. Like, when he plays.
They've been able to run the ball at times, and I mean, heck, they gave Boyle some time there at the end. He just decided to throw the ball away on fourth down, but they gave him time.
But let me give you the other side of this. If they can't connect passes with a little bit of a running game, and if Tua gets some time to throw, two guys you've thrown and had put up big numbers the last 2 years with, and if all of a sudden we lose that, and we're complaining about this too deep thing, and we can't, and if that's a problem with Tua, then we got to start really evaluating coaching. Seriously. Because this too deep thing, I'm going to say it every day, it's been around forever. And a lot of teams have figured it out. A lot of teams have figured it out right now. I don't buy you can take both receivers out of a game. I'm sorry. Maybe old school football players listening right now. I believe you can take one. You can slow one down a lot. But you can't take both guys. If we got two number one receivers on the outside, you can't take them both away. You just can't. And by the way, Steven, who just started working with us, brought up the best point of all. You got to at least throw it down the field. If nothing else, and you see one-on-one, you throw it up, and there's a good chance your guy's either going to catch it, or there could be this thing called pass interference that's popping up, or it ends up being a 30 or 40 or 50-yard penalty. You just got to throw it down the field. I just don't buy that everybody's doing such a great job against our two guys on the outside.
So my fear is, like, you get the text here, Mike has been exposed these last 2 weeks, can't get it to, you know, Tyreek and Waddle. And it's like, I've told you that, like, I don't know, maybe have they figured out Mike's offense at this point where teams just know how to stop it? And I hope, like, I hope it looks better with Tua. It didn't to start the season.
But if it doesn't, and we got to – a problem. We haven't had close to an 80 and a 63-yard play like we had in the first game, which Jacksonville hadn't been very good either.
No, but yeah, the Jacksonville stuff you kind of throw out a little bit.
Well, I don't throw it out too much because you still, like.
Look, you got 1 week to get it right, by the way. You lose the Cardinals, you're toast.
Getting close. Your record's got to be unbelievable going forward.
Yeah, I mean.
I mean, everybody, like Rex Ryan's talking about schedule. You know, you have that soundbite for me.
We do, but yeah, hey, look, man, the schedule is.
So they're talking. We got same schedule as the Jets.
It gets really tough down the stretch. You can't put yourself into too deep of a hole here.
Can you beat? By the way, you want to talk about? You got one team you got to play twice. The Jets. Can you beat the Jets twice?
Do you think so? I mean, look, man, I saw the last few weeks, you can't beat anyone.
No, I'm not sure you can
look
beat
at the teams
the
they've just
twice.
Lost to. This is supposed to be the easy part of the schedule.
I know. I agree. So it really goes like how much better are we and how many points are we going to score with Tua? Can we get back in the – you got to have to get back in the 20s. We got to get out of this club, the lowest club in the league right now, the 10, 11, 12 numbers don't work. You got double those numbers. You got double those numbers, and with those, we got to have some games with 2 and 3 touchdowns. Even kicking a lot of field goals is not getting close enough to kick field goals. We got to finish it. We got to get the big play. We had a record amount of big plays, splash plays last year, and they have been gone.
Well, at this point, I'd probably rule field goals out. I would just go for it.
All right. Well,
I mean, you're not making them. By the way, how deflating is that?
Missing that, that was...
I mean, geez.
No, that's in the middle of all the problems you have.
They're knocking them down from 55 yards. Is that what it was, 55, 54? Like, they're knocking those down left and right.
I think.
Left and right in the NFL. We had a guy on Saturday, plays for the Canes, who knocked down a 55-yarder.
No, the kid, by the way.
So, like, if you're an NFL kicker, you should be able to step up and knock one of those down.
I agree. You have anything else?
That's it. That's all I got on the kicking situation.
All right. Listen, we got a lot more
sex.
No, right now I'm going to go to break. I'm going to get caught up here, but come back here and
we'll give away some heat tickets soon, though. We can do that.
Yeah. You got something? You got something you're going to hit us with when we come back on the heat front?
We'll see. Company man Joe with hope. We'll see.
You can call me whatever.
That's on me. That's them.
You can call me whatever you want to call me.
Don't get angry.
I'm not getting angry.
Don't get angry, bro. We don't like you when you're angry.
I'm not angry. I'm coming down from the coffee. I had to slow down. I didn't drink the second one, man. I was gonna go after it too. I was gonna blitz that coffee. No prevent on the coffee in here. Hey, right now I want to talk to you about the main man. Oh boy, the business broker expert himself, the main man Anthony Caliendo at the Business Broker Experts is the number one business broker in the state of Florida. Why would you want to go with number two when you get number one? Aggressive, knowledgeable, and one of the great closers of all time. Matter of fact, he's got a bunch of buyers standing by to buy companies just like yours. All different sizes, really specialized. I hear this one. It's funny. I saw something the main man did recently, and he showed me a guy said, hey, it might be too specialized, and I don't know if it has any value, but I want to bring it by for you to look at. He sold it like in 3 weeks and had somebody ready to go that was interested in the same kind of stuff. So no matter how specialized, no matter how small or how big your company is, Anthony Caliendo can take care of it all. He really can. And by the way, how do you know when it's a good time to sell your business? A lot of guys are going through that, especially guys my age. Are you tired of all the risk? Are you tired of all the competition? Are you tired of the employees? Are they starting to get to you? When they show up, they don't show up. They're good, they're bad. They don't care, they care. Are you tired of just being tired where you come home at night and you look at that wife or girlfriend and say, you know, I'm ready to get out? If you are ready to sell your company, call 1-800-THE-MAIN-MAN and speak to Anthony Caliendo. He handles everything himself, and let him flip your biz for a lot of money. Hey, the other thing that's going on with his business, a lot of people don't have any idea what their company's worth. Sadly, a lot of business owners have no idea. The main man offers a free, no-obligation business valuation worth $2,500. Call him and find out today. He'll sit down with you, show him the stuff. He'll take a look, tell you about how long it'll take, and he gets working. And he is a bulldog. He is a blitzing team when it comes to getting your company sold for the most money. Call 1-800-THE-MAIN-MAN. That's 1-800-THE-MAIN-MAN or online at themainman.com. Anthony Caliendo, ready to help you right now.
All right, it's weather time. Brought to you by the Demesman and Dover Law Firm, your accident attorneys.com. Free consultations 24/7 at 866-954-MORE. It is 80 degrees. I've been told it's raining in parts of South Florida, so if it's raining, it's raining. There's your weather report, Joe. I got ripped on the last one. You know, I said it wasn't raining, so it's not raining here.
I don't care if it's blue out and John Morales. I think John Morales is, like, unbelievable. So if John Morales tells you, like, hey, it's not going to rain for 3 days, you still say there's a chance it's going to rain. Seriously. All right. Hey, let's get on this here real quickly before we forget. We got tickets. We got those tickets. Well, what are you thinking, Woody?
Well, Joe, I'm thinking we could do a little trivia here. What do you think?
All right, let's do a little trivia. You're going to do them two at a time, right? Just two?
One pair at a time. Yes.
Yeah, we'll do a pair in the 9 o'clock too. So that.
All right, so we're going to do the first person to answer the question correctly, or how do you want to do this?
No, I think it's got to be caller number three, and then they have. I mean, these are opening night tickets. The Magic are in town to take on the Heat.
All right, are we ready for the question? Here we go. All right. So we know you know who the leading scorer all time for the Miami Heat is, right?
Dwayne?
That would be Dwayne. Who would be number two?
LeBron wasn't here long enough. LeBron?
I can't tell you.
Oh, we have to. Oh, okay.
I'm not asking you. You're not eligible to win. That's the question that I'm asking to you. Hey. The fact that you don't know the answer, by the way, is good. Think about it. I mean, a guy who played here for a long time.
I know, and I was thinking, okay.
His name's up there in the top.
Stop. Now
well, obviously.
Dan Marino.
His name is up there. So is MJ's. But neither of those are the answer.
Why are those two guys up there?
I don't know. Dan's your boy. Ask him.
I was hoping he was up and listening this morning. All right. We've got a lot of stuff to get to here. We haven't touched on some stuff with the Dolphins. Tua on his way back. They're off today. He has been throwing a little bit. He returns to practice with the team on Wednesday. He will most likely – he's going to play on Sunday against Arizona. And you know everything else with it. And you know that probably the two happiest people, and if you're a big Tua fan, you're happy he's back, but the two happiest people on that team are going to be Tyreek Hill and Jaylen Waddle having their guy back. And has been very good for a long time to Jaylen Waddle, who's known him, and played with him at Alabama. And, of course, Tyreek Hill has put up some huge numbers, and that combination has been the best in football over the last 2 years. I mean, the numbers don't lie. They have connected on about everything possible. So I'm guessing those two guys, what they've gone through the last 3 to 4 weeks, are going hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah to finally have Lefty coming back to throw the football. We talked about the schedule, and we're going to have more stuff. Omar's going to be coming in and drop by here in a little while. He's taking care of some stuff, and we'll talk to him. Cam Smith was activated from the IR. They're running out of IR time once they started. They had the 21-day window, and they're running out. So Cam Smith's going to be activated onto the 53-man roster. And they got to do something else with what's going on now that Braxton Berrios is hurt at the wide receiver position. There's some different guys. River Craycraft's got to be getting close. D. Eskridge has had his moments. You need a guy that can return, as well as a guy that might be able to upgrade your roster. I'm going to be really honest. I haven't said this all morning. I did want to mention it. When River Craycraft is healthy, he goes right into the third wide receiver position, period. He goes ahead of Odell Beckham or anybody else. River Craycraft takes that position. First of all, he and Tua have had some connection and good chemistry. And River Craycraft really works hard at his thing. He blocks his butt off. I think all those things are important, and I think River Craycraft, once he says he's ready to go and he gets his legs back and he's good, they'll have him back out there. And nothing against Odell Beckham, but I'm moving on to River Craycraft. You do whatever. You want to keep Odell around and stuff, and puts on a great show before the games. If you want to come out and see the one-handed guy, you know, try to make a bunch of spectacular one-handed catches, I'd like to see him just hold on to some slant routes with two hands myself. And then Cam Smith, an interesting one. Cam Smith was activated. The coaching staff has made it sound like he's almost an all-pro. How well, like, they're talking about all these great things, and I'm thinking, wow, they keep saying all these great things. I haven't seen him play. I haven't seen him play since he's been here as a second-round pick last year, two drafts ago. So, I don't know. Has the light gone up? Gone off? On? Is he ready? Another draft pick that has been slow developing for us to find out if he can play or not. And I know one thing, that is not what the draft's about. The draft is about getting a guy in early, getting him on the cheap where he can play for a few years before, if they're really good, they get expensive. That's the perfect situation. Not to find out in year two or year three or year four that we can find out if one of our high draft picks can play. So one of my pet peeves, one of my big pet peeves right there. And some guys have developed. Austin Jackson, right tackle, late. Oh, he can play. He's good. Okay. We gave him a shot at left tackle and left guard. It didn't work. So, again, I guess I'm still a little salty, but not as bad as I was. Anyway, we got a winner.
Yeah, that, talk about not being salty. The guy just won opening night tickets.
What?
Do you know the answer?
No.
Second leading scorer.
Let me give it.
Give it a shot. Come on.
Shaq wasn't here long enough, so we had some part-time guy. Alonzo Mourning.
Yeah, there you go.
Jeez.
There you go.
Yeah, Alonzo here.
By the way, I got to give credit to the guy that said Glenn Rice. Glenn is like 200 points behind. He's right there.
Glenn Rice would have been in there too, but Glenn Rice, they traded him away. Listen, Glenn Rice, my God, great shooter, works with the team.
By the way, I love Glenn Rice.
He was great on the radio, and then the frigging guy. As soon as they join the team, we're done with him. We have no shot. Soon as the team hires him with a job and we can't come on anymore.
That's okay because he's great over there, man. My son loved hanging out with Glenn Rice.
I think everybody.
At Tony's camp.
I got to tell you, Glenn Rice got one of the greatest ex-wife stories of all time.
Okay.
No, he used to tell it on the air.
All right.
I don't know. He probably moved on. It was years ago.
I felt bad telling him, because he did a camp when I was like my son's age.
Guys don't like that, man.
They don't like that.
No, don't do that.
But I was like, hey, I went to camp when I was his age. You were doing it. He doesn't like that. You don't think? I thought it was like a nice thing.
So you're doing it as like a compliment, but
yeah,
but sometimes. How old is Glenn now? Glenn's got to be 50.
Couldn't tell you. 50,
I don't know. Glenn Rice is young to me.
So Zoe and Glenn Rice, the only Heat players over 9,000 points. You know how many Dwayne had?
12.
He had 21,500.
I had no idea.
Yeah.
Sorry.
Nearly more than double there, yeah.
Great career. Yeah. Great career.
Don't worry. We'll go back to the well here, and we'll find a tough one. We got another pair.
For 9 o'clock hour, we got another pair.
Yes.
Jeez, you are on a roll, man.
Yeah, maybe we'll have Omar Kelly come up with a trivia question.
Don't do that. You know what's amazing? He goes to the games, and sometimes you never know it.
I don't think he goes to the games to watch and analyze what's going on, though. I think he has other motives.
I got to tell you, my daughters, I hope that guy gets mad I talk about my daughters. My daughters love going to the Heat and Panther games because the whole atmosphere. They do. They enjoy that.
You having trouble getting tickets?
I haven't tried
around
yet.
Here.
You're trying to stir up trouble.
I'm not trying to stir up trouble.
You're always trying to get into my damn business.
But maybe if you went down there and said hello to people more often, you were a little nicer to people around the building, they would want to do favors for you.
You know what, you're really an ass clown.
And no, I don't
want to call you just an ass clown.
You run out of here so quickly, you don't want to talk to
anyone. I
want to
call you a lot more than just, right. I really do. Hey, right now I want to tell you about Loctite. Chef, always love you, man, the CEO of Loctite. You guys do an unbelievable job. The company is so well run and so impressive. I wish I could tell everybody that's thinking about impact windows, doors, and even a new roof. I wish I could walk you to West Broward and take you over so you could see the setup at Loctite. Very impressive, nice and big, and really good at what they do. So if you're looking for impact windows and doors, I mean, we're in hurricane season, man, and you're thinking about it, and you got a leaky roof, but you're trying to make it through one more year and maybe fight with the insurance company or something. Listen, Loctite's got some great finance programs for you. 100% financing, zero down, impact windows, doors, and roofing. No interest, no payments for a year. All the roofing material you're looking for, tile, shingle, metal flat, impact windows as low as $3 per month per window installed. So listen, there's no excuses when it's Loctite. No excuses at all. Loctite services the whole Tri-County area, Miami, Dade, Broward, Palm Beach counties. Loctite takes care of all the permits and HOA approvals. You don't have to worry about that. They really do it all for you, man. Loctite's a licensed and insured contractor, so you don't have to worry about that. And then on top of it, here's the phone number to call their people over there. Ask some questions, get some answers, have some people come out. Loctite is first class, and they want to make sure whether it's impact windows, doors, even a new roof, they do it all for you, and they will. 954-500-LOCK. That's 954-500-LOCK. Let Loctite take care of you today.
There were a lot of people out there legitimately worried about your health and making sure that you're okay. Mm-hmm. What would you say to those that are worried that you might get hurt again and this is something that's going to continue?
I appreciate your concern. I really do. I love this game, and I love it to the death of me. That's it. It's got to be smart. That's it. It's got to be smart. My entire time playing football, I've been a competitor, and that, you know, is or was sort of my edge when I would run from high school. Even in college, I would do the same thing. But it's a professional, you know, setting. This is the professional level, the best of the best. You know, you just can't be doing that. So definitely got to stay more available for the team, for the organization, for our guys. Well, how much risk did we take when we get up in the morning to go drive to work? Get into a car crash, maybe. I don't know. Everything, I think, takes risk. So to answer that question, every time we all suit up, we're all taking a risk that we could potentially get hurt, whether it's a concussion, a broken bone, anything. You get up off of the bed the wrong way, you potentially could risk you spraining your ankle. There's just risk in any and everything. And I'm willing to play the odds. That's it.
That's it. No reason to keep asking any more questions. I just explained it to you. That's it.
He's right, Joe. I woke up this morning, my neck hurt.
You never know.
It's a risk associated with getting out of bed, man.
You never know. That's Omar Kelly from the Miami Herald Dolphins columnist in with us here for a little bit of time. Well, man, not surprised. I wasn't surprised, too. We kind of set it up the day before that they're going to say he's going to return to practice this week, and we'll see how it goes, meaning he's going to play Sunday.
Yes, and I reported 2 weeks ago, and because his teammate said it, he had never experienced any concussion symptoms after the injury, the day after the injury, and Tua said it, and I was just like, man, like this is – so, yes – the right thing to do from the organization standpoint was to rest him. He is your franchise quarterback. Let the brain fully heal. But Tua's been frustrated and stewing for a month because he felt like he could have played, and the organization was protecting him against himself. And here he is. He watches his team go 2-4 without him. Important lesson learned by everybody. Not to say that the organization would do anything differently. No, but I think Tua has realized he can't put himself in harm's way like that.
Yeah, he talked about staying safe. Look at his running, and it was clear when he lost that weight.
Yeah.
He wanted to be all of a sudden. You can't jump in that club of guys.
No,
you cannot. We saw two of the best runners in football play last night. One guy they're going to face for Arizona, and the other guy is the greatest running quarterback in the history of the game. Don't even try.
Come on, Michael Vick.
Lamar Jackson.
Wait a minute.
Michael Vick's not even.
Wait a minute.
Not
Michael Vick?
Even close. Lamar Jackson been doing it for a long, long time.
That's true. Michael Vick is a GOAT, though. But he's a GOAT in terms of the running quarterback.
Oh, okay, I wonder where you're going.
No.
Listen, Lamar Jackson.
He's the MVP. He is a 2-time and possibly 3-time MVP.
Well,
so
that
game last night
on national TV on a Monday night where a lot of people are going to be saying, and they're off to having a great year. And by the way, the greatest free agent pickup by far this offseason.
Could have been you.
Was Derrick Henry going to the Ravens, and a lot of people called it. I did have a few telling me he's getting old, I'm sure.
Oh, yeah.
And apparently if you've seen him run.
21.7 yesterday.
Is that what he hit again?
Yeah. 21.7.
Some of the fastest times.
Yeah, I think that's faster than anything Tyreek has run this year.
That was a shot right there.
No, it was not. It was just factual information, Joe.
Yeah, it was a shot. First of all, guys that are running and not getting the ball.
They don't track that.
You got to have the ball in your hand. So, I got a lot of stuff to get to with you. First of all, and in no order, I'm tired of hearing about the two deep and taking our guys out, and they took both. I think Tim Boyle came out and said, yeah, they've done a really good job with – I've never heard of both number one receivers on the outside being taken out of a game plan. So if you go ahead.
It doesn't work without the motions. Let's come to a realization about what we've seen about Mike McDaniel's offense, because I do not think he's become an imbecile all of a sudden. It didn't happen overnight, okay? This is still the same guy who's run the plays. He's had to simplify it down for the quarterbacks that he's had.
I agree.
Do you see motions out there? You don't see motions anymore.
The motions are a lot of the stuff that gets these receivers open. The
little bit of motion with motions. Tight ends, but to the speed stuff on the outside, yes.
You don't see that. You don't see the complicated footwork and change of direction stuff. So they've simplified it and dumbed it down to the point where it's easy for these defenses to figure it out and cover.
I don't buy it.
You don't buy it?
Nope.
So what you want, a steady diet of screen passes to Tyreek?
No. There's a bigger problem.
What's the bigger
problem? And I don't know if it's Chris or Mike not being better suited for a quarterback.
That's Chris. That's the roster's Chris's responsibility. Now, did Mike endorse Skyler? Yes. You were there. I was there. We saw Skyler beat out Mike White. Everybody, there's nobody in this market who did not see Skyler beat out Mike White.
Nobody's saying that. This is not about Mike White.
Now the question is
about upgrading either a veteran guy or drafting somebody.
Yeah, you could have gone out there and got Joe Flacco for like $4 million. You could have if you wanted to, but you wanted to develop a young quarterback. And I'm not saying, honestly, I watched last Sunday's game and I thought to myself, I don't know if Skyler could do better, but he possibly can because Tyler Huntley was not seeing the field and not throwing the ball. Passes were there. He just wouldn't take. He wouldn't pull the trigger. And that's the same thing that Skyler was doing in Seattle. So I came to the conclusion, and I've been at this conclusion for a minute now, this offense doesn't work without Tua.
So then if you set up an offense totally for a guy that's had injury and stuff, you're stupid. I mean, somebody's not thinking. Somebody's not seeing a big picture of potentially what could happen considering all the freaking quarterbacks that got hurt a year ago, more than half the starters.
Yeah, you're correct. And he had one healthy season and they started feeling grand about themselves. Started giving everybody money. Jalen Waddle got money. Tyreek got money.
And they Jalen got money. Ramsey they gotta got to get money. The ball.
Mike McDaniel got money.
Throw it. No, I get it. Throw it. Get it up to those guys and trust that you can throw it.
I don't want to force it.
What's forcing it? One-on-one down the field, Tyreek can make adjustments, pass interference. I'm using Steven, who just came in here. He was using this today. This guy, he just started. He came in with this. I don't know, I'm asking you.
I mean, I am, it's not working. Now, fortunately, this situation allows everything to go back to status quo. We could start motioning in it and shifting it and complicating it.
You can do anything because this guy knows it.
Yeah, he knows it. The footwork. And that's.
And he's going to throw, if Tua was throwing, like, offensive line's been pretty good last 2 weeks.
Yes, they have.
Last two games,
absolutely.
Some of their best.
They're running
left
the ball.
Side of that offensive line is giddy upping. And by the way, the tight end, and I know the penalties are frustration.
Yes. He's a big part of the run game. He's a big part of the run game as well.
That kid is really, really good. Fullback had some good blocks.
He's got to clean it up. They are a good eye formation team.
So if everybody's like wondering, like Julian Hill's playing a lot, I go, yeah. You've seen some of the Durham Smythe is. Lost a lot of playing time and got a hook on a long run against Mostert.
Yep, got that. And that's the thing. You want to say, okay, if Julian can't clean it up, then we go and put Durham in there. Okay, Durham gets in there. He's got a 30-yard penalty.
Yeah.
It's
no, man, the guys that we've
Here's the thing. And this comes down to accountability. Because we continue to make the same mistakes. And I'm not...
By the way, I'm glad you brought this up because I'm going to ask you a bigger question. I keep hearing about accountability with Mike.
Mm-hmm.
So how do we get things to change besides positive reinforcement? No, I'm being serious. No. It's not a shot.
And that's the thing.
NFL.
Okay, we want to knock them for the fumbles. But you know what? Your two alphas, your two leaders, the two guys that you would... I would wager my life that they're going to be accountable to the team. They're the guys who fumbled.
Oh no, those two. I have no problem with.
Yeah.
Alec or Raheem.
So that's the thing. Okay, if Mike wants to say, okay, I'm going to trust the guys that I know are going to be accountable, and then they fumble too.
Yeah.
They make mistakes too. It's like, what do you do? Like now, I have said, and I don't know. I support Mike's. Player empowerment position because I see that that's the realm that we're going. I know it's hard for you, Joe. That's the realm that sports is going right now.
Do you want to practice today?
You feel like practice a little bit today? Like, yeah. I listen. This is where we're going. College, high school kids, I don't like the way you talk to me. I'm going to go transfer to the next high school. College program, I don't like how much playing time I'm getting. I'm going to go transfer to the next school. You cannot coach a player hard in today's
game. It's a different world.
It is a
I can't argue with that.
I don't think he's entirely right, but look, what the Dolphins are doing isn't working.
Well, it's not working because they don't have their quarterback. Don't do that.
Don't think that this is a Tua plug and play thing.
So, by the way, Woody,
it's close.
I think the Dolphins roster is deeply flawed.
Woody doesn't like the roster.
It is very flawed. I don't think this is a situation where
insert
Tua into the lineup like, oh, they're a Super Bowl contender.
No. They're not a Super Bowl
contender.
They're
a playoff team or anything.
They're a playoff team.
Are they?
Yeah, they have no margin for error.
There's some spots to open.
Yeah, but here's the other thing.
There's a wild card position or two.
But when Tua was playing, it didn't look that good. So
no, it didn't look that. Hold on, it didn't look that good. Justifiably,
Jacksonville until they get that fumble and he throws a bomb down the field.
That was like their preseason game. They were working off Russ. They lost Raheem Mostert.
I know. Okay.
They lost Raheem Mostert. then they get to Buffalo. It's
a
big
stage. That was their preseason game because they're not allowed to play during the preseason.
Yeah, they really are.
We're gentle around here. Patrick Mahomes can play. Travis Kelce can play, but not our guys.
They got to rest. You got to pace yourself.
Yo, listen.
Because those practices weren't pacing themselves enough.
Hey, guys, I get where everybody's going, and I know we all have our own little take on this, but we got to get to this 9 o'clock hour. Everybody's up. Salespeople are coming in. All the guys that call the shots. The GM could be coming in.
You taking part in the thing today?
Nope.
You didn't wear your jersey. You're supposed to wear a jersey today.
Why don't you stop? All you tried to do is stir up. Stop trying.
First of all, you want to know why no one wants to give you tickets because you don't take part in Spirit Day.
You didn't get those Taylor Swift tickets.
You got me on that. There's no spirit with that group. They got
their
own team.
This is all you, bro. I like them. I like all of them.
You should.
You're like the Tyreek Hill of QAM. You do what you want.
That's not true. I'm here every day.
You are here? Yeah, hey, Tyreek's here every day.
That's true.
He's like Antonio Brown of this place. He's going to run out here with his shirt off. With middle fingers up.
You know what? Are you done?
Yeah, go ahead. We got heat tickets in the 9 o'clock hour.
Oh, that's good.
Opening night? We can all agree on that.
Well, if not, we'll just give them to the salespeople. All right, hey, we got 9 o'clock hour coming up.